Welcome back to the Teen Toast Pod. I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lucy, and we're the sister duo you never knew you needed. Cheers to that. Are we cutting out cheers to that? You're not vibing with it anymore.
I didn't know it was part of the script.
It really was. Well, unless you just naturally used to say it.
Oh, did I?
Used to be like, cheers to that. Oh, did I used to say cheers to that?
I don't know. I don't think it was part of mine.
All right, okay. Well, that's awkward.
Do you want to do it again?
No, that's cool.
Okay.
I want to sip on my tea.
Me too.
You know what Yannick said to me the other day? He went, because I think we were watching the TV and someone had a cup of tea and went, And he went, I've never made, like, a sound effect when I've never had a sip of tea and gone, ooh. And I was like, oh, I have.
Oh, every time.
And I was like, yeah, all the time. He was like, have you? I was like, all the time, hon.
When you, like, really need.
Yeah, I said it's like when you really want it.
Yeah, definitely. Right, let's start off this week with Game of the Week.
Oh, yeah. Let's start off with the game. Let's go.
So, we're doing Most Likely To.
Ooh, okay.
Which
love this.
Is actually quite weird because I feel like, well, not weird, but if you'd have asked us like 10 years ago to now.
Yeah, you're going to mess this up for us because you've changed.
Why were you sighing at me?
Because you've messed this up already.
But do you know what I mean? It's going to be, it's interesting that we'd have different answers. You're like, it's not that deep, just get on with it.
Yeah.
Right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Who is most likely to cancel plans at the last second?
Oh, this is a tricky one. Because I feel like it could be both of us.
I think you.
No.
I don't cancel plans.
I don't cancel plans at the last second. I would cancel them, like, in advance.
Let me actually think about this. I don't think you do either, but I just know that I don't, so it must be you.
You definitely have, because you, like, would fall asleep and nap or something. You wouldn't...
No, if I've got plans, I've got plans.
Same. Well, I would...
I know, I did think that was quite hard, because you're not really a counsellor because you're a people pleaser. And I don't really cancel plans.
And if I was cancelling a plan last minute, it would genuinely be because of, like, a reason.
I'd be too anxious to cancel.
Well, let's say me then.
But I did think that was quite hard.
Like, I've cancelled plans before because I've had a work opportunity come up or something. So maybe me, but that's not been last minute.
Yeah, so maybe you, but your life is maybe a bit more, not unpredictable, but
yeah,
not as scheduled. I don't know what the word
yeah.
is.
Yeah, okay.
So
we'll just say you. Me. I'll take one for the team on that.
No, it's not. It's not taking one for the team. It's just who you are.
No, but the question was last minute. You're so annoying.
Who is most likely to accidentally set the house on fire?
Again, I think both of us.
I was going to say me and then I changed to you.
I was going to say you, like, off the cuff, and then I thought,
actually,
I'm clumsy, so I could just knock something over and then... But you would, like, more likely to, like, leave a candle on or something.
I could literally imagine you doing, like, get ready with me. Yeah. While I'm in the next room and you won't even know.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, I would definitely probably be more accident prone in doing it, but I think you would do it more in, like, leaving something. Let's say me.
I think it is
okay.
Me. Who is most likely to be the next USA president?
Me.
You. Oh,
yes.
Who's...
We're totally... I'm like, yes, not from the USA. Never gonna happen.
Never, ever, ever go to... Have you seen those, You know those, like, the odds of the being, like, the next James Bond or something?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I saw some people talking about it, and it was someone quite rogue, but they were, like, thousandth in line or something.
Okay.
When we say you're most likely to be the next USA president, you're, like...
The whole American population is above me.
You're, like, 3 billion down the line, darling.
I'm okay with that. I'm higher than
but
you.
But you're higher than me. I'm 3 billion and one, do you know what I mean? I just wouldn't want to do it.
You wouldn't even be running.
Yeah. I'd be like, I'm alright, thanks.
Okay.
This is so funny, madam. Who's most likely to order a pizza within the next 24 hours? I think you.
Jinx.
No, I think you. Purely based on the fact that I don't really have good pizza takeaways near me.
Honestly, if I ever get a pizza takeaway, it's Pizza Hut. I love Pizza Hut.
Yeah, I don't have one near here.
I mean, we're both totally not, so yeah.
I think you, but I'm totally not going to. Are you going to?
No.
Oh. What is your go-to takeaway? Chinese?
Yeah.
Or pizza?
Chinese.
This is good. Who is most likely ready to sleep anywhere?
Yeah.
Me. I could sleep.
Ellie could literally be out for dinner. She could just chuck some sunglasses on and fall asleep at the table.
I did that before. I remember when we went to Capabino.
Yeah, you literally did.
When I went to Vegas, actually, I was going to tell one story, but I've got two from when I went to Vegas for my 21st birthday.
You can't be sleeping in Vegas.
Have I shown you this picture before?
No, I didn't know you fell asleep in Vegas. Where? Vegas is like bus, another club, another club. Bus, another club. Beach, brunch, another club. Vegas was wasted on you, man.
So what I was going to say whilst I find the picture is, on the way home from Vegas,
Oh yeah, didn't you like sleep before takeoff?
Yeah.
And woke up as you were landing?
I fell asleep before takeoff, wake up before takeoff. And Richard like hates me because he can't sleep anywhere.
No, I do remember this story.
And I literally fell asleep before takeoff, and it was fantastic.
How can you sleep for that long? Especially on a plane.
No, I woke up...
In economy.
I woke up... No, we were...
Oh, bougie.
No, we were only...
Premium economy.
I couldn't think of what the word was then. So we went on my birthday... We went to Grand Canyon on a helicopter.
We were asleep on the helicopter.
And on the way back, I fell asleep in the helicopter.
Are they really loud?
Well, yeah, but you've got big earphones on. But they are loud. But also...
You're not taking in the view.
Richard was literally like...
What a waste of money.
It's your birthday. We got to the Grand Canyon. I was like, yeah, but on the way there, I had my eyes open and I wasn't asleep. And I was taking it all in.
You're disgusting.
And then on the way back... I think the way there, we were in the front, so you had, like, you have the glass literally there, so you can see everything.
Only
and the way back, we were in the back, and I think, obviously, like, adjusting to the time zone, and we had to get
crazy.
Super early to make the flight time, and I felt...
See, you've made me on.
I've got, Richard's literally got a picture of me, like, with my head, with these massive... The massive things on with the mic.
That's actually hilarious.
Yeah, so if your gal can sleep, if I can sleep on a helicopter,
you can sleep anywhere.
Yeah, literally. Oh, I'm gutted I don't have the photo. Richard must not have sent me it, but I'll send you it.
Yeah.
We'll
put it on our stories, on our socials, guys, at Tea and Toast Pod, if you want to see.
Who is most likely to cry at a sad movie?
Me.
Me. Oh, I thought that was dead on me.
Well, me and Yannick the other day watched Fatherhood, you know, the one with Kevin Hart on Netflix. Oh, watch it. I just cried throughout the whole movie.
Really?
And that's why I've said me. But yeah, I cry more at happy moments than sad. But I really, really was crying at this movie. And I just thought, my God, I'm officially a crier. It is sad, but because it's about, like, I can tell you this because it don't ruin the movie. No, it don't ruin the movie, you know, from the very beginning. His wife dies, is dead, and then it's about him bringing up the kid.
Yeah.
And I think just, like, watching it with Yannick and just being so in love with him, it was more like, I think when I can relate to
something. Yeah, you cry more when you can relate. Because
I'm like, oh my God, if Yannick ever died, I couldn't cope.
I know, it's a lot, isn't it?
So maybe...
So when if it's something to do with you, you can... If you can relate to yourself, you'd cry.
No, because I always cry at happy endings.
I
always
cry at happy moments.
Okay, maybe you then. But I can't remember seeing you. You don't even watch movies.
No, I don't. But if I was to watch one, I'd probably cry.
Okay, well, I'm a bit of a cryer too. So maybe
do you know what, actually, when I was younger, I don't cry as much anymore.
Yeah, I'd say me now. I've turned into a crier at movies.
Yeah, I don't cry as much as I used to. So, maybe you.
Okay.
Who is most likely to laugh at a serious situation? You. You laugh all the time. You find everything uncomfortable.
Yeah, definitely me. Because it's just not that deep.
Everything.
What's that TikTok? But it is serious, isn't it?
But at the end of the day, it is serious,
isn't it?
This isn't even that serious, but I hosted, like, a little sister day last year, And we did like...
As if you can remember something. Go on, what did I do?
How do you not remember?
What did I do?
Oh, I host. It did like a bit of a wellness day. And I was like introducing Lucy and Sophie to yoga.
It was
No, it wasn't yoga. It was meditation.
I couldn't. It was too much. We're all just sat there in silence.
And I kept being like, please just try. And she just kept laughing. I bent over my eyes. She's basically on her phone. She was laughing. She took a picture of me when I sat my eyes open. That was actually horrible. I told my friend about that and she was like, that's not nice.
Stop.
I was fuming.
It's not that, you know, the funny thing, I can't.
Why are you laughing? I'm actually laughing. I was so annoyed.
No, that was what was funny.
No, because I was
annoyed you were, because then Sophie, being the little teacher's pet she is, she was like participating.
She was laughing.
She didn't get it either, no offence.
No, she wanted to laugh, but she was being respectful.
Yeah, she was being respectful. And she was laughing at me pissing. And then I was laughing at that. Then I was like, well, let's make Sophie laugh. And then you got so annoyed and you really made me feel guilty. And I was like,
well, you should feel guilty.
But it wasn't on purpose trying to like be a dick. I just find moments like that uncomfortable.
No, but what annoyed me was you weren't trying.
I did try for a minute. I had an attention deficit order. I was bored.
But you've got, that's the whole point. You've got to.
You've channeled and meditation for a long time. That was my first attempt. And I, like, wasn't on board with it. As if you told your friend and painted me in a bad light.
Yeah, I did, because you annoyed me.
You know what? I wasn't mean. You need to grow up. It wasn't that deep. And I tried.
You didn't try.
Get over it.
You didn't try. A minute is not trying.
I did try. But I'm just like, what am I supposed to be thinking about? Like, you say empty your mind. Okay, cool. Then what?
They give you prompts. They tell you what to think about.
Yeah, it wasn't for listening. Me, but I'm glad it's for you.
Right, you ready?
No, I can't believe you bitched about me.
I didn't bitch. I just said...
defo bitch.
She annoyed me.
Yeah, and she agreed. I'm not on board with that. Okay.
Who is most likely to lock themselves out of the house?
You.
I have actually done this.
Yeah.
But in my defence,
I honestly check for my keys a million times before I leave the house.
I have one of those doors that locks as soon as you shut it.
Yeah, I used to have that in my flat and I never once locked myself out. Because I was always conscious that it's locked the minute the door shuts, so I checked for my keys 1,000 times. Even when I knew I had my key in my bag, I'd still check.
Yeah, I have actually done that and I went round to my mum and dad's house. What was it?
Yeah, what if you didn't have mum and dad with a spare key around the corner?
Yeah, so what? Did I not tell you what happened with this? I locked myself out. I had my, like, Udi on. Do you call an Udi on Udi?
Udi?
Yeah, obviously. Me too. But then someone said Udi to me the other day, and I thought, well, you do say Udi.
I'm joking.
Yeah, true. So then I was like, am I saying it wrong? But is it Udi?
Udi.
Right, okay. So I had, like, my Udi on, and the dog... I was literally taking the dog for, like, a wee. And I literally looked...
gross.
Yeah, ridiculous. So then I had to
was
walk
it
around
with clouds on it.
Yeah. Then I had to walk around to mum and dad's house.
That's so funny.
Which is obviously, granted, it's not that far away. I thought, right, I'll just get the key from dad. Asked dad for the key. He said, oh, mum's taken the car, which has the keys on it, and she was in Flamborough. And I was like, oh. And then I was like kicking off at dad, like, if you have a spare key to someone's house, why would you take it out of the vicinity of said house? And then dad was like, stop trying to spin this around. You almost locked yourself out of the house. So then we had to call the dog walker and ask him if he was in the area.
Stop.
So that he could come and let me in. And we had to go meet him.
That's embarrassing.
To get the key. I know.
That's absolutely embarrassing that you had to call the dog walker.
I know.
What would you have done?
Well, he's like a family friend of dad's, but...
Oh, yeah. So I was thinking your dog walker was a stranger then, but yeah, no.
No, okay. It's slightly less embarrassing because it's Adam, but yeah. But dad was like, well, I don't know what we're going to do, and I'm going to have to drive to Flamborough. And I was like, well, can you just call Adam?
I'm sorry, but this is hilarious.
Who's most likely to become a professional gambler? I think me, because... you just laugh in serious situations and you just give everything away.
Oh, I was going to say me, because I could definitely get addicted to, like,
money.
The casino.
Oh.
Like, blackjack.
Yeah, but I think the word was professional, like, not gambler.
Whoa, not a low-life gambler over there. No, I think I'd be really good at poker. No, I wouldn't.
I think me.
Yeah, you.
Who's most likely to shave their head for some reason?
You?
I think neither of us. I'm so not likely to do that.
Yeah, but I was thinking, like, down there, if you're doing it for a cause.
Oh, then definitely me. On that mind, who's most likely to give all their money to charity? Me.
No. You don't think I'm a giving person?
No.
I always am that person, like, you know, in Asda or Tesco, when you're paying and it says to round up, I always round up.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Do you do it in McDonald's?
Not every
time. No one does it.
Yes, I do. I'm getting defensive because I actually do.
Okay, but that's
yeah, but that's
big.
Just like
not all your
money. No, constantly all the time. No, I go for like the 97p, not the 3p. I always go for the like higher amounts. It's never a pound, is it? It's still little, but I'm just saying.
What do you mean you always go for the higher amount? That doesn't make sense.
Like, no, because there is. It's not like 1p, some p. It like adds up to a round number eventually, but like there's different options.
Oh, what you mean to the nearest 10, to the nearest pound?
I don't know how they do it. I'm just saying.
I think me.
I really don't. I think you're tight. When was the last time?
When it comes to myself.
When was the last time you gave to charity?
Last week.
What?
I gave to Laura's Running. So I gave £10. Who's most likely to join a circus?
Me.
You, definitely you. You're very, like...
Performing arts.
Yeah. Performative. You could be, like, Zendaya from...
I mean... The Greatest Showman. I would love to be Zendaya.
I know.
From The Greatest Showman.
Imagine. Would you do that, do you think? Would you do, like, trippy stuff? Not, I mean, not obviously in a circus.
If I trained, yeah. If I could actually do it. Well, I wouldn't just, like, go do it with no training.
No, but would you not be scared to, like, give it a go?
No.
Oh, wow. You're so brave. I would never do that. I would be so scared.
Yeah, but I would never go in the ocean, like, and swim with fish. Everyone has different, like, yeah, because people
so
would find
happy.
That really easy.
No, ocean is a bit scary.
Yeah.
Who's most likely to forget important birthdays?
I'm good with birthdays. I would say you, because I like to plan birthdays and I never forget anyone's birthday. If it was, like, Mother's Day or Father's Day, like, okay, that might, I mean, I don't forget, but birthdays I never forget.
I don't think I do either, but I'm quite a chilled, laid-back person, so maybe me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last one. Hit me.
I know, but now I feel like I've got pressure that it's the last one.
Oh my God, Ellie, it's not that deep.
Most likely to blow all their money on an impulse buy.
Could be both of us, I think. I think that just genuinely depends on...
I think you have more ideas about doing it, but you... Don't do it, if that makes sense.
I'm like, even if I think it's an impulse purchase and I've been running it for like 7 months, tried it on 3 times, and then I buy it and think, oh, impulse. Whereas I think if you just, I think you'd be more just like, I've seen it, I'm buying it, I need it.
Yeah, go on then.
Yeah, I think you.
I think you would overthink it quite a lot.
I was proud of myself the other day because I ordered a H&B concealer because it was on offer at £8 and then the delivery was like £3 something. And it made it £12 something and I thought, well, it's not really, I'm only really getting £4 off the original price now, but I thought, you know what, I'm going to buy it. And I was proud of myself just buying it.
I actually need to order one, like literally now. So I hope that offer's still on. Yeah, I'm going to have a look after podcast. Oh, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was fun.
It's actually just so interesting, like, even just, like, random things.
Yeah, because I feel like we know each other pretty well, and this week's topic is all things us growing up together.
It's actually so nice to, like, I'm sorry, and I do feel bad for people that don't have a sister. In fact, not even a sister, but a sister as close to
Yeah, the thing is with us, we literally grew up best friends, inseparable. Everyone used to call us twins. Like, there's only 16 months between us.
It really makes me think
so
about...
So we were glued at the hip.
Having kids, like...
I know, I want them so close,
But that just sounds so awful, close. I'm not going to lie.
But then also, we were just two girls and we were sisters. I just want two girls. What if one was a girl and a boy and they didn't get on? Our niece and nephew are a year apart and they get on.
Yeah, of course. But it's just not the same growing up. But then you can't have two children close together because you need them to want them to be girls. Talking growing up together, like under 10, we just did everything together, I'd say.
Yeah, there was nothing we didn't do without the other person. And if we did, it was very weird. Remember when we started going on, like, primary school residential trips? Because you were the year below me.
Yeah, so did you... You went on one without me.
That was weird.
Even, like, being in the house without the other person there, or like, just being with mum and dad without the other person.
Yeah, we never really so did, weird. Like, one-on-one time with the parents, because we just, remember, we used to even, like, all go do... If mum and dad was going to do the supermarket shop, it wouldn't be like one of us would go. We'd either both go or not go because we were always playing with each other. Like, that's what I wrote down in prep for this. I was like, we were doing the normal game.
Oh, don't. I literally thought of the normal game this morning when I was thinking about it. So basically,
me and Ellie used to play the normal game, like, every day of our lives.
But everyone plays it. Like, it's basically
like, some people would call it mums and dads.
People call it mums and dads.
We never were mum and dad. We would always basically just pick who we wanted to be. So, like, I think for a long time, you always wanted to be, like, a fashion designer. You were always a fashion designer or something, or was that me? We'd pick jobs we wanted. We'd pick our boyfriends, and it was normally someone we fancied.
Whoever you fancied that week.
At the time. And yours was, like, the same person for the longest time.
It always switched between two people. The whole person throughout the whole of primary school.
Yeah. Well, it did switch between two people.
Even longer, to be honest, probably.
Yeah. Interesting. We're on about.
Yeah, we know who we're on about. Okay. We don't need to. I was 10, okay?
Yeah, I know. Okay. So, we can't out the primary school crush, guys. I kind of in primary school did exactly what I did in high school. Like, I fancied everyone at some point. So mine changed a lot, but there was always maybe a couple. It always
So
we'd pick our boyfriends, pick our job, like, and then we'd just
play. Our name as well.
Like, our name was like so important. Yeah, and then we would just live our life.
Yeah, you just play that life.
You just play that life.
Anyway.
But we were at the dinner table. We laughed because we were at the dinner table one night. And obviously, our older sister knew we played it. Our mum and dad knew we played it. And it just became a thing, like, oh, they're playing the normal game. And then one day, was it Sophie that brought it up?
Yeah, it was Sophie.
Just asked, like, why do you call it the normal game? Is it because you're just, like, acting out normal life scenarios? And me and Ellie just went... No, it's because we normally play it. And everyone burst out laughing but that's how it became the normal game. Because we thought, should we play the normal game? The normal game that we normally play.
And then it just became, it just was called the normal game.
The normal game.
But yeah, Sophie was like, she's so, like, intellectual.
She
would proper think about it. Like, oh yeah, they've called it that because
they're acting out normal lives.
Yeah, and we were just like, no, this is the one we usually play.
Tell you what era I absolutely love, Video Star.
Oh, yeah, that
I used to persuade this girl to, like, do any... Remember when we first got our laptops and iCarly was a big thing and we had that study room?
Yeah.
And we would set up our laptop. Nothing would... I think it's when it did have a webcam, so we would actually record it. We'd have it set up so we could see ourselves, whether we recorded it or not. I'm not sure.
I can't remember. And
existed. And we would act out, like, our own iCarly episodes.
You really liked iCarly.
And we'd plan out the episodes. Another thing I absolutely loved that we did, like... We would print out the lyrics.
Yeah, I knew that's what I was going
to
say.
We'd print out the lyrics to songs, give each other parts. So if it was Girls Aloud, I always did Sarah Rand.
I always did Cheryl and Nadine.
Yeah, so I would do the others.
You did Nicola. I think I used to do Kimberly as well.
Yeah, you definitely did Kimberly. So I did Nicola and Sarah. And we would highlight our parts. So this was just also...
We took it really
seriously. We would learn it.
We had folders and we put them in, like, plastic pockets. I think about that at least once a month, I think.
I know. Now when they're like, oh, why do we remember the lyrics to songs from 20 years ago but not now? And it's like, because we literally used to print them out, learn them, memorise them, highlight our parts.
That was the vibe. And, like, highlighting is such a thing.
What we did
it?
Before be like, social media.
Yeah, that was something that I, yeah, that's such a core memory. And then I guess you go to school and, not school, you go to high school, and that change, I think, from primary school to high school, like, just, and obviously you're going through puberty and stuff as well.
Yeah.
But, like, everything shifts a little bit.
Yeah, no, it does. I would say, like, high school is when we probably first, for the first time, started getting our own personalities away from each other.
Yeah.
And I think I definitely struggled with that more than you.
Yeah.
Because, like, when our brother moved out, you were straight away, like, because we shared a room growing up. I think we shared baths. I'm not even joking, until we were, like, a bit too old to be sharing a bath.
Yeah, we probably did.
Yeah.
But those, like we said in a few episodes ago, there's just no boundaries.
No boundaries. And because we just were, like, twins, I didn't want to take a bath on my own.
Or we'd at least sit and wait for the
other person. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, just, yeah. I definitely struggled more with, like, separating and becoming our own person than you did. I feel like I always, you were, like, out with your friends in high school and, like, leaving me behind. And I, like, and you wanted to move out and have your own room. And I was like, no, let's still share. And you were like, no.
That was only because you wanted the big room.
No, I still wanted to share.
Yeah, I think I don't think I was about 13.
Yeah, maybe. Is that, yeah.
So I was maybe just ready to think your own identity a bit.
Yeah, true. Which.
But we were still super, super best friends, I'd say.
Oh, yeah, we'd still get home.
Like, tell each other everything.
But I think just in school, it was weird that we were, like, so separate in school. Like, you had your own friends in your year. I was in my year.
And then when we get home, we then just,
like, be yours again. But I definitely think you, like, drifted more. But you were, like, me and Sophie always say, like, you were the person that was, like, want to hang out with their friends more.
Whereas
me and Sophie were more, like, hang out with, like,
I definitely was when we were growing up. I don't know whether it was, like, oh, I could have my own
friends.
I don't know. Or, like...
But I think that was even the case in primary school, especially, like... when we started playing out and I went to year 7 and you were still in year 6, like, I think that year was the year.
Oh, yeah.
Because you then had, like, you'd go out and do
those things. Were quite tricky years for us in general. So that crossover year, same with college and year 11, and then same when I was still at college and you'd gone to uni. Because it's, like, the first year where we didn't have the other person there. But, yeah, I think... We argued all the time.
Oh, don't get me wrong, we were best friends, but we literally... But the thing with us, we would argue, like, scream, shout, argue, slam doors, hit each other.
We used to get,
bite,
like...
each other, like... And then, I'm not even joking, like, 10 minutes... As we got older, the time got longer and longer.
Yeah.
And, like...
You get more stubborn,
and
don't
we'd get more stubborn. You were way more stubborn than me. I would always be the one, like... You'd be like, well, say sorry then. Say sorry, I'll play with you.
No, you'd be like, you didn't mean that.
Yeah, because you'd just be like, you'd just get lonely and want to be with me. And then I'd be like, no, you're just saying sorry so that we can watch a movie together right now. You're not saying sorry because you're sorry. Actually was that person.
You couldn't go to sleep.
Oh, when we shared
an argument.
I couldn't.
At all. Can you do that now?
No.
But that's still a trait. You could not go to sleep and argue. And I'd be like, I just want to go to sleep.
Yeah, you would just fall asleep and I'd be like, we're not finished.
We've not solved the the most minor problem it would have been.
No, that was the one thing we always got told off for as kids. Like, Mum hated us falling out. So whenever we fell out, she would, like, be like, you need to be best friends. But then, like, yeah, so we would be best friends instantly. But as we got older, it did get...
It definitely took longer. One nice thing, even though, like, when we were at high school, when we had separate bedrooms, Lucy had this gorgeous, super long dressing table. We were so lucky to have that.
Yeah, I know.
And we had our own chairs and our own drawers with our makeup in.
Yeah.
And we would get ready together
for
the day. That was super nice.
You know how, like...
It was basically like getting ready for a night out with your bestie.
Because we shared so much and this and that. So when I went to uni, our older sister... had to literally hold, like, an intervention of, like, who is taking what.
Mm.
Remember, she'd be like, hold something up and be like, right, who wants this? And we'd have to, we'd negotiate and be like, well, if you're having that, I'm having that and that.
It was the speaker and the MAC lipsticks.
Because we shared MAC lipsticks. Because they were expensive.
Obviously, we shared a speaker because we got ready together.
And I got the speaker in the end, didn't I?
I found the speaker the other day. No. I was at Mum and Dad's house, so I was looking for something.
And then you got the MAC lipstick,
pink, the pink jam plus speaker thing.
Wait, is that still around?
Yeah, I wish it was.
Sophie literally had to hold a thing for us to be like, right, who gets that, who gets that, who gets that top, who gets that? And it was so funny.
Yeah. And then I think, although we used to argue at everything, high school was pretty chill. Like, there was nothing major, I don't think.
No, I just think I used to get, like, not upset that because it wasn't that deep, but... Like, I used to think you liked hanging out with your friends more than me. But then at the same time, like you say, we were growing up and you were becoming your own person. Looking back at it now, we still spent so much time together.
But it is probably quite hard, like, when we spent so much time together. It makes sense that, you know, maybe I started wanting to spend time more with my friends. But I know, completely this is understand why you would have been upset by that.
No, our biggest row ever, can I talk about it?
Which was?
Is this a safe space? I mean, there's only one. Our biggest row ever.
I would say there's two. No, one.
Oh my god, have I like completely pushed one to the back of my brain? The New Year's Day. New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that's...
You were at the bottom of the stairs. I was at the top of the stairs.
It was...
We were... I think that had been a two-year build-up.
Or I think year build-up. That was a... So we'd...
I blamed it on Ellie getting a therapist.
So we had the most incredible... time. College was still a vibe. We used to go out together a lot.
We went out together. Friends. We drove, like, drive into college sessions.
And again, we used to argue, but and it would take longer to forgive each other, but then we would be besties.
Oh, yeah.
And then you went to uni.
I think Nabby and we were best friends with our Nana as well.
Yeah.
And we always hung out with her.
Yeah, we were, like, we were a three.
Yeah.
Oh, that was just such a moment in time.
I know.
And then you went to uni. I was sort of doing.
And I think that's for the first time I probably started really putting myself first. Of like, I just got a whole new life away from home, and I was like loving it.
That was
probably
quite a big
didn't
year,
put as much effort into time with you.
And
well, you did come visit me, and we did still go out.
But it was probably harder for me too because I. Probably hadn't passed my driving test yet. Or maybe I had. I can't remember.
Mm.
Would I have?
That was, I would say me, when I went to uni, that was the first year we really, like, in our lives, we didn't see each other, like, regularly.
Yeah, we literally see each other every day, spend all our time together, and then that was, like, taken away from us.
Yeah.
And then you just get not as intertwined in each other's lives.
Mm.
Which then I then basically had... A bit of a menty bee.
Yeah.
I'd say.
And I didn't fully understand.
Yeah, you were around.
I wasn't around at that time, so I didn't fully understand. So I think I would get annoyed at you for things, and then I think we just misaligned in understanding each other and communication for a good few months or whatever it was.
Probably a while, but then... And I think because we previously said, we were so... each other's person, we didn't really have our own thing. And I think that's something I discovered when I spoke to my therapist, was sort of like, whoa, I don't have anything that's like mine. I want to be my own person. I want to make my own decisions. Yeah. And you were around for that, and I would just like come out with really like
in that I guess
arrogant comment, not arrogant, like dickish comment to be like,
yeah,
I can make my own decisions. Or like
I honestly was like, she's turned into a bitch.
I also would like just suddenly not stand up for myself, but like almost like suddenly have an opinion, whereas I've been such like a.
But it wasn't really having the opinion. You did it in a different way. At the time,
I think it was the only way I knew how to because I hadn't.
Yeah.
For so then, many years,
it just absolutely erupted on New Year's Eve. One, I was supposed to drive to London with you, and
with
we were going to spend
New Year's together.
And this girl literally
Over
we had
two
the
hours,
biggest. Row ever. Our mum and dad were literally stood She was at the bottom of the stairs. I was at the top of the stairs. My mum and dad were stood downstairs, but kind of in the hallway, not really knowing.
We were all gathered on the land, gathered on the stairs, basically.
They got really upset.
They did. They
got so upset because they've never seen us row like that. We went for each other.
And I think it was one of them.
And when sisters go for each other, it's totally different than if friends went for each other. Because you cut deep. You cut. Well, I think we both cut.
Even like
really
when there
deep.
Was times to stop, we just keep going.
And this girl just like walked out the door, slammed it, and got in the car and drove to London. I was like, but there was, but even though I hate, at that moment in time, I hated you. I was so upset. I was like, good that we weren't going to, I was like, oh, we're not actually going to, let's sort this out and spend the New Year's together.
I remember
being so more upset and hurt that you actually drove off.
Do you remember? I don't remember what you said to me, but I remember proper going for you.
Oh, like, no, it was
going
more you
your,
going for
like,
me.
Personality.
You literally blamed me for your whole childhood, I swear.
Did I?
You honestly went for
me. I don't remember that. I remember, like, going for you.
I think that's the longest
about Instagram and stuff and social media and who do you think you are? And all
oh, yeah, you
rubbish.
Went for me. You honestly made me think about my character so much.
It was awful, though. Then,
no, but we really didn't speak, I swear, for, like, 2 weeks.
Basically, mum and dad were like, look, if you're driving to London, you need to go now because it was getting dark. And they were like, we want you to go now if you're going. So then I was like, well, yeah, I have to go back to London today. So I got in the car and drove. But me and Richard just started dating and I spoke to him basically the whole way home because I was, like, screaming, crying, throwing up.
Yeah.
And
same.
Then I actually, when I got home to London, I got in the house and I threw up immediately. I felt horrific.
Yeah,
it was
that
just, was it
not
was
a
awful.
Good day for us.
Awful,
didn't
awful.
We actually have a FaceTime, like, 2 weeks later to try
I don't
and
remember.
Make amends
I don't
something.
Remember, but we probably
it
needed...
It felt really official.
We probably needed
whole...
a moderate, or whatever the word is.
And then, I'd say since then, we've, like, never had a row. Like, a proper row since then.
No, we've not rowed in... We don't argue.
I feel like we're just...
That might have broken some walls down there, like, and ever since we literally just say it as it is to each other.
Yeah, we're very much the sisters. We will literally, because I think of how close we were growing up, and we always did just say what we want to each other, we do have that relationship where we can. And then no one really... But I feel like just having in the last, like, 5 years, let's say, we understand each other a lot more and we relate a lot more in more adult life problems.
I think that we've overcome that
I think, like,
age where you're becoming
your own
person.
We've never actually spoke about that argument since. And
no.
It's weird that we've... Because I remember thinking, like, is this going to come up in today's episode? Like, we've never spoke about it. And I think... For the first time, I've genuinely thought, you know what? I think it really is that was the first time in our lives where we weren't together.
Yeah.
And we both didn't know how to navigate.
I think I was really horrible.
Yeah, you were.
I think it was...
I think in that time period, I kept talking to you and acting as though we were, like, still... those, like, inseparable people, but for you, I'd been away from home, it wasn't that anymore, and so then when I did say things, you actually, like, clapped back and was like, well, no, and then I was confused at why you would be offended, or...
I think I was frustrated that you weren't getting my feelings at the time, because I felt like I was going through, here we go again, I'm the deep sister, deep stuff, and you were just there, like, oh, let's take a selfie. I was like, you're not getting it. So then my only way to make you get it was to be horrible. But I do reflect and think I wasn't a nice person in that argument.
Yeah.
But it was almost like someone had pulled the plug out
button,
and it was like, go for it.
No, it was. It was like, how old were we? Like 20 or something?
I was 19, I think.
So I was like 20. It really was just like you were like in the last 19 years of your life.
19.
Anyway, now we're not a duo, we're a trio for sure.
Oh, 100%. That's actually, obviously, it's a different relationship growing up. Like, this.
Yeah, we were always so close to Sophie.
Sisters
but, like,
in general.
5 years.
Just
5 year gap when you're younger.
We must have been so annoying.
Yeah, we were the annoying little sisters, whereas now we're all adults and we're like.
And it is just
ever.
The biggest vibe ever.
And now we're best friends.
Now we're besties.
And now we're just adults and we get each other and we've, like, gone through shit.
Yeah, we've grown. I think the, like, late teens, early 20s are, like,
They were the good old days. The
growth years for everyone.
Even though that was probably when we, like, had our most struggles, they were the good old days. Like, I never think of bad memories.
No, they were
I just think of, like, the absolute carnage on the nights out, the holidays.
Nights out?
DJ car sessions. Yeah, we used to literally party together.
The nights out was such a vibe. I just, like, no, it just wouldn't be like that now.
What's on, I've added to my 2025 bingo card, and you need to get on board with it.
I've added it right now.
We need to do a bottomless brunch together, but yeah. Where you actually go for it, get fucked.
Okay, we'll add it to
right, okay, recommendations.
So this week, I want to know what apps you can't live without.
So I'm not going to lie, I'm so boring.
I know, do you know what? I don't use any
apps that aren't just like the norm. So obviously, I can't live without TikTok, it's my whole career.
Well, yeah.
But I was literally trying to think, okay, well, that's obvious, that's obvious, that's obvious. Because I wrote, are you ready?
Go on.
TikTok.
Yeah.
ChatGPT.
I don't have that.
Or get to know. If you need to write something out, if you just need to write something out, you'd be like, write me a this based on this, and it just like, you don't have to do anything. It just
doesn't do I need to write?
I don't know. Or just like Google, it's like Google, but better. Anyway.
Right.
I wrote that because that was my rogue one. All that I put Spotify, Netflix.
Well, I was about to say Spotify. And
Instagram, but like TikTok, Spotify.
So Spotify Netflix. Is a lead. They really did good. They literally own that whole.
Like, yeah, apart from Apple Music, there's nothing.
Like, that's a lead. What else?
I was really trying to think of like an out of the box one that I could recommend for people, but I literally was looking at my phone and I was like, the only one we would differ on. I'd say I can't live without WhatsApp, but you could literally just iMessage everyone.
Yeah, good. I mean, WhatsApp is king for group chats.
Yeah.
I've got one actually.
Go on.
Waze.
Oh, Yannick's such a Waze person. I'm like, no, I'm an iPhone Maps.
No, Waze is so much better. I couldn't live. Waze is so good.
You sound like Yannick.
But I think it's when you grow up. Well, not grow up, but Yannick grew up in Manchester, which is busier.
Yeah.
And then when I was in London. And I was at a state agent. It's
a bit more live update.
It is really good. And they did, I think they have pushed like Google and Apple Maps to be better. So I would say that. But other than that, TikTok and Pinterest, I use like more than Google to like search for stuff.
Yeah. My main inspo is Pinterest. I couldn't live without Pinterest. Well, I could live without
Pinterest. Yeah, but they're all quite the general ones, to be honest. I am boring as well. Because this is so dull. But you know when you go to like, you've got too much on your phone, so you need to delete some app. So I was like, oh, let me see what apps I can delete. And I was like, literally none, because
I only have a third page and I never use this page. So I should just get rid of
it. Let me have a look.
Pure Gym, don't use it.
It's like, Gym app, she hasn't been this year. Co-op.
I got that because I was going to get sign up to get Pitbull pre-release, but then I didn't even end up doing it.
That's so random.
I couldn't be bothered signing
Why? Up. Why? You're on the co-op?
Because it's the co-op. He was at Co-op Live in Manchester, so if you sign up to co-op.
I would say that's really random.
I downloaded this one today, Wonderlog, and I got influenced off someone talking about it on TikTok. It's like a trip planner.
Oh.
And I'm planning New York.
I'm planning Sicily.
Yeah, and it's so good, like, you can do your itinerary overview. You can click explore and people have put guides together for inspiration. You can share it with the person you're going with, and then you can even like split bills while you're there. And I've just downloaded that today and started doing my itinerary for New York on it. So it's called Wonder, like WA.
As in like you're wondering.
Yeah, but I would probably say wonder because of my accent. But like Wonderlog.
I'm going to have a look.
Yeah.
Okay, fab. Oh, I really enjoyed that. I feel really like...
We've had a therapy session. Make sure you follow us on our TikTok and Instagram at Tea and Toast Pod. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, thanks for listening, guys.
Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, rate us wherever you're listening or watching.
Definitely, please send us a DM. Let us know what you like, what you want to see more of, and then we can make sure that we're tailoring every week to suit you.
Love you all. Bye
bye, guys.